a conversation with a guard for the Oregon Ducks. He is coming off an enormous game in Saturday's overtime win over number 24, Arizona. 38 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. He is one of two players in the country leading his conference in points and assists. He is on the watch list for the Wooden, the Naismith, the Robertson, and the Cousy Awards. Pac-12 tournament most outstanding player last year. He led the nation in minutes played last season. Oregon's 21-7. They're number 14 in the AP poll. And you've got Oregon State and Oregon tomorrow night. So a big game there. Oregon Ducks guard Peyton Pritchard is my guest. Peyton, good to have you on. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. So I mentioned you're coming off an enormous game on Saturday with the 38 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. You said after the game, quote, "That's why I came back to school," end quote. So when you're going on the road against the top 25 Arizona team, what's the atmosphere like? How would you describe it to somebody who's never been in it?
I mean, it's a packed house, and, you know, Arizona's going to get up. I mean, the atmosphere there is probably one of the best in the Pac-12, so, or in the country itself. But for us, just going in there in a top 25 matchup, we were just ready for the battle.
Right, so not only did you have that monster game, but you led the comeback from down 6 with a little more than 3 minutes left to tie that game, and then you win it in overtime. Shakur Justin hit the game-winning shot with 1.4 seconds left, I should say. What was it like for you in the final sequence of overtime?
I mean, there was a lot of things going on. I mean, obviously, with us fouling at the end and then them missing 2 free throws was huge. But with our guard, Will Richardson, he drove, and he made a heck of a play to get Shakur an open layup. So, and just to make that happen, that was crazy. And obviously, we needed that win to stay in the hunt for a Pac-12 title and just to get a high seed in the tournament. So that was an important win.
Peyton Pritchard joining us. Now, you led that team to a Pac-12 title last season, and then you went to the Sweet 16 before losing to Virginia. It was a season that didn't get off to a great start. The team had a lot of injuries, but you led that turnaround. What was last year like for you, and what did you learn over the course of that season?
For me personally, the best thing was just I got to play aggressive, play with confidence, and that's what will make this team go. And kind of took that into this year. And just every minute, every time I got the ball, I got to look to attack. Doesn't mean I got to score or shoot it, but just be in attack mode, and that's how I get my teammates off and get myself going too.
We are talking to Peyton Pritchard. You know, you won 4 straight titles at Westland High School in Oregon. Even as a freshman, you started on the team that went to the Final Four. Dylan Ennis, who was on the Final Four team, said of you, quote, "He didn't back down from anyone. We had a 6-year senior in me, a beast in Dylan Brooks, Jordan Bell, Chris Boucher. We were all older than him, but he knew he had the balls to be a starting point guard," end quote. That's an awesome quote. So where did that attitude and that approach come from for you?
I really think it came from very young age. Both of my parents played college sports at Oklahoma, so kind of instilled in me, like, what it takes and just that toughness mindset and that hardworking mentality. And I kind of just took it from a young age and just kind of built on it.
Right. So your parents had that in them and you kind of developed that drive yourself. But I want to give the listeners kind of an idea of what we're talking about here. You would get up shots before classes in high school. And according to the Oregonian, you and your dad would also meet 3 times a week at lunch to do plyometric workouts. What were those sessions like and how much did you enjoy them?
It was definitely a grind. I wouldn't say I enjoyed all the workouts, but I did like the process and knew that ultimately it was making me better. But, for me, you know, being in the gym, I have an imagination to things and I enjoy working out and being in the gym for anything. So, I just enjoy the process of all that.
I mean, Peyton, it's one thing to get some work in before school, but the fact that Pops is running you down at lunchtime and you're still getting even more work in, to me, is legendary. Now, the workouts, they're not just going to give you a physical advantage, right? What do they do in terms of a mental edge? Do you feel like you get that because you know you're doing things that other people simply are not willing to do?
Definitely. I mean, I honestly think that's where you get the biggest edge is the mental side of things. And for me, it carries on the court knowing that I can outlast people. I can play every minute, and I'm not going to get tired. When guys are tired, I'm going to outwork them. And that's the mental side of things that I've worked for this, and those workouts are going to be a lot harder than what the games are, so I'll be ready for anything.
Oregon Ducks guard Peyton Pritchard joining us. Now, you could have entered the NBA draft last year, but as I mentioned at the very top in the first question, you chose to come back. What did you learn from that process that led you to decide that you want to stay for another year?
The biggest feedback that I got is that, you know, they want to see me be consistent throughout a whole year instead of how I finished. They want to see that through a whole entire year. And I know I had some ups and downs last year. And for me coming back, I only knew that that I could rise my stock more and show the player that I'm capable of being. And I feel like coming back that I've shown that. And I just, you know, want to finish the season out strong and make something happen here.
All right, so what's that feel like to you? What's the team feel like? For instance, you're leading a team that has a chance to make a deep run once again. What's the ceiling? How good can this group be?
Well, I mean, if we can tighten things up on defense and really get that going, and obviously we got to get some guys healthy, then this team could go, you know, as far. I really think we can go for a national championship. But, you know, we really got to come together and obviously get healthy. But anything can happen, so.
So, Peyton, last thought. You're on the watch list, as I mentioned, for numerous National Player of the Year awards. Sean Miller called you the Pac-12 Player of the Year. You're the first player in conference history with 1,500 points, 500 rebounds, and 600 assists. Like, what's it feel like when you hear your name mentioned for these awards and for making history in a conference like that? Does that feel kind of surreal, or is that pretty much what you expected?
No, it's definitely a big honor. I mean, it just shows all my hard work has paid off, and, you know, through all the ups and downs that I've experienced in college, that, like, I've stayed with it and kept grinding, and, you know, it's definitely, it shows that it pays off.
All right, so finally, you're at home against Oregon State tomorrow. Everybody feels like their rivalry is the most intense rivalry or the best rivalry. What's it like to be in the middle of that rivalry?
I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's, obviously, they got us the first time, so we need this one. And, I mean, it's for who's better in the state. And, obviously, we think we are, so we got to go prove that tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Pacific, you got Oregon State at Oregon. He is on a number of the Player of the Year watch lists. Oregon, 21-7, and again, number 14 in the AP poll this week. Peyton Pritchard, my guest. Peyton, great to have you on the show. Appreciate the conversation. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Appreciate it so much. Peyton Pritchard, man, he works.